You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with the first rant of 2026. Gentlemen, it is rather appropriate that it is raining here in San Diego. New Year's Day, new rain, essentially a cleansing of last year. And boy, last year was a hoot. A lot of things got revealed from women. Remember, gentlemen, let women talk long enough and they will reveal themselves. They will reveal the truth without them actually knowing it. Gentlemen, do not be angry. Don't be. Do not stress yourself out. Don't. Stress kills us faster than it does them. You don't want to give them that win. You don't want to be stressed out. You don't want to be pulling your hair out, knowing that what you're telling these women is the truth and that it could actually save them from a lot of misery. No, gentlemen, don't do that. Hold the line. The wall of silence / the wall of indifference should definitely go into full effect this year. Don't bother trying to argue with them. Don't try to be logical with them. No, 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 no. Let life and the environment handle them. I know a lot of us men, we don't want to see women suffer, which is why we've damn near begged and pleaded with them over the years, saying, no, don't go down that path that you're going. It's not going to end well. But guess what? Our logic will never trump their emotion. So you know what? I'm going to reiterate. Let life and the environment handle them. Sit back, relax, hold the line. Now, of course, I was watching Rome at Average Man Unplugged, and the brother that put out the list of things that men should not do starting in 2026, or as I would put it, things that men should no longer accept in 2026. Oh yeah, he had a lot of good points. But the first thing that I'm going to start off with, gentlemen, become a fincel. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The application of financial celibacy. Yeah. We know that women love to throw that term incel out. Oh, you're just an incel because you don't want to agree with me and my nonsense. You just can't get women. Ladies, you're not hard to get. No, 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 no. You've become hard to want. Big difference, ladies. Big difference. But yeah, gentlemen, become a fincel. Whenever a woman says, oh, you're just an incel, you can't get women. No, I'm a fincel. I'm financially celibate. Meaning, I do not spend money on women that I am not actively having sex with. Period, point blank. You women turn the dating market into a transactional place, so be it. So be it. I would have more respect for you if you just said, hey, here's my price for the hour. We're two adults. We're both going to be consenting. It's going to be a fair exchange. That's that. Instead of the old trying to, you know, gaslight men, trying to shame men back into, oh, you know, you guys, you should really be happy that we're gracing you with our presence. Nah, ladies. More and more men have awoken to the stone cold truth. You need us way more than we need you. The days of you holding your axe wound hostage, oh, those days are over. Oh, okay, cool. You don't want to follow my program? All right, cool. There's billions of other women out there. We got the entire globe that we can go to. And I've heard rumblings about some dude named Floyd. Kind of looked into it. And yeah, if he did what he did, then they should throw his ass under a Brazilian jail. But that's another story for another time. But yes, gentlemen, continue to hold the line. Let these women meet the wall of silence and the wall of indifference. Because they're the ones crashing out over social media. They're the ones still asking that loaded question, where are all the good men? No, ladies, no. Stop it. But you can't stop because you don't have any new material. You don't. Just like Tom Likens used to say to women that tried to shame him on his show, dear, get some new material. But guess what? They can't come up with any. For the longest time, sign language used to work on a lot of men. Calling men gay used to work on a lot of heterosexual men. However, those days are gone. Those days are gone, ladies. Remember, gents, video I put out a long time ago called Agree and Amplify. Whenever a woman tries to shame you or name call you, not only should you agree with the name calling, but make your response so over the top that it actually short circuits them. I've done it plenty of times, and believe you me, it works. But yeah, gentlemen, yes, 2026 should be the year that men just finally say, okay, ladies, we've been trying for too long to save you from yourselves, to save you from the environment. You know what? Hands off. Hands off, gentlemen. Let them suffer the consequences of their actions and their words. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Whenever a woman gets online and says, oh, you know, we need to delete all men. No men around her should ever, ever deal with her. Make that woman a pariah, period. Oh, you're the girl that said, you know, we need to delete all men. You know what? You get no help from me. You get no assistance from me. Keep those videos on your phone. Have a long memory. Let these women suffer. But of course, we all know as much as we would like to see this, but the simp has gone into major decline, but unfortunately, they're not extinct. There's always going to be some simp that's going to help regardless. But then again, personally, I think that man should be shamed too. They should be. All the male allies of women, yeah, they should be shamed. And boy, can we not forget Claudia Jordan? Oh, that interview she did with that zesty dude was hilarious. It was absolutely hilarious. Why? Because you gotta know, Kevin Samuels is in the afterlife laughing his ass off at women, particularly older women, that have already hit the wall, flipped over it, and had that section fall on them. Now they're talking about some, oh, I could have did this. Oh, I should have did this. Instead of actually telling the younger women, hey, don't be like me. No, these old broads are still in competition with young women. Ladies, give it up. Give it up. But you can't. You can't. And that just makes more entertainment for us, especially us everyday average brothers, because we know, look, in the end, we're going to win regardless. We're going to win. Period. Your biology, as much as you want to try to slow that clock down, it's eventually going to hit zero. Bam, you are done. Oh, I want kids. Nah. You talking about you want kids and you're over 40 after menopause? Yeah. That baby factory is just like Afghanistan, bombed out and depleted. It is melted down like the Fukushima plant in Japan. It is over. But like I said, women like that can only spread more misery. But I'm starting to see a lot of the younger women say, nah, I don't want this outcome. But hey, hopefully they'll change. But gentlemen, don't hold your breath. Don't. But all in all, yes, gentlemen, a lot of men are putting out things that men should no longer accept. And yeah, I am in full agreement. A lot of things, men, you should no longer accept. The number one thing that no man should accept in 2026 moving forward is disrespect. Oh, hell no. Mm-mm. No. You're with a woman. She starts disrespecting you, immediately get up, walk away. Walk away, block her on everything. Gentlemen, you do not have to accept that if you want to have a woman in your life. Mm-mm. Another thing hopefully men will stop doing is participating in the humiliation rituals that women want to put them through for social media clicks and views. No, don't do that. Don't accept that nonsense. Uh-uh. No. Grow your balls back. Grow your spine back. She wants to be disrespectful? Oh, it's just a joke. No. See, you think it's just a joke, but you're programming other women to believe that they can do this to the men in their life. And if they got the right one, yeah, it might not end well for her. Just saying. But yeah, gentlemen, come up with your own things that you refuse to accept. Put them into play. Let these women know, hey, be brutally honest with them. Right? They have no problem saying shit to us. So fuck their feelings and be honest with them. She's going to do one or two things, get in line or get gone. Hey, tell her, you're going to get right or you're going to get left. Plain and simple. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. Put in the comment section some of the things that you plan on implementing for your own life in 2026. Yeah. And don't be shy about it. It's time for these women to understand. Men have had enough. We're no longer going to accept it. And yeah, either going to get on board with us or you're going to get left behind. It is what it is. And for you women out there who really think that 2026 is going to be your year, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The social power you think you're going to gain in 2026, despite everything that happened in 2025, that's going to go out. Feminism and the idea that men might come back to the table just because, oh, our lust is going to bring us there? Nah, 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 nah. You can go ahead and get rid of that thought process as well, because more and more men have woke up. 2025 definitely showed a lot of men your true colors. And yeah, more and more men are holding the line, and they're going to enact their own silence protocol. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.